Welcome to the Luke Page Podcast and my brand new series, 30 Days of Running an Online Coaching Business. Guys, over the next 30 days, I'm going to be posting a new episode most days, giving you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a coaching business and the ups and downs that I go through as I take it from a six-figure to a seven-figure business. So you don't miss an episode, make sure you click subscribe. And if you'd like to catch the video version of these episodes, follow us over on Instagram where we post them at Luke_Page. But anyway, let's get into today's one. Here we go. Welcome to day seven of running an online coaching business. Today, I want to share with you how I run really cool interactive online coaching calls. So here's my setup. I love this thing. So it's got one of those electric sit-stand desks that go up and down. 95% of the time when I'm at this desk, I'm actually standing up. I just find it gives me more energy. So I've got my camera. It's a Canon 90D. Here I've got my mic. It's a Rode VideoMic NTG and it's a shotgun mic. And basically what that allows you to do is pick up the sound of your voice without having the mic in the shot of the camera. So we've got these Elgato key lights are really cool. Just if you need some extra light, depending on the time of the day. And they're quite slimline, so really good for small areas. The Apple iPad Pro, just to be able to write and draw while you emphasize points when you're coaching, it makes your coaching so much better. And then I've got an Elgato Stream Deck. This is basically like a control panel to simply turn things, all this stuff that I got kind of turns things on and off. Does a lot more than that, but for example, you know, I turn the lights on here, you can turn them on and off, but yeah, it does heaps more than that. And this is all powered by a really struggling laptop. This thing is battered and bruised, a little bit like me. It's way past its due date. I've actually kind of made a decision and I'm gonna be buying a MacBook the first week of July in the new financial year. So excited for that, a little bit nervous because I've been a Windows user my whole life, but let me know in the comments if you've made the switch from Windows to Mac and how it went for you.